The world's largest tunneling machine started grinding its way beneath downtown Seattle yesterday afternoon. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The machine known as Bertha is digging a 58-foot-wide tunnel to replace the Alaskan Way Viaduct. As it works its way north, it will come within a foot or two of the One Yesler Way building right next to the viaduct. On the roof, a motion detector uses a laser to see if tunneling causes the building to move at all. It's part of a network of devices that tunnel contractors have put up all along the two-mile route. Ryan Runberg owns One Yesler Way.
We're hoping, or at least what we're told, that we won't feel it or feel it very little.
The building has already suffered some damage from early work getting the ground ready for Bertha. Mortar has fallen from the century-old walls onto the sidewalk and onto desks at Runberg's architecture firm.
We did have a sewer line that had broke, which seems to have come from the soil movement.
Runberg's isn't the only sewer line damaged by the tunnel work. As Publicola first reported last week, early underground work on the tunnel has caused sewage spills and damage to water mains. Last week, Seattle Public Utilities said that workers had drilled through a power line but were fortunate to miss the live wires. SPU, Seattle City Light, and the Port of Seattle have all clashed with a state contractor doing the work. That's according to an internal email from the head of Seattle Public Utilities. Replacing the Alaskan Way Viaduct is expected to cost $3 billion. It's scheduled to be done in 2019. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.